Here is Today in Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Well, U.S. North Dakota Senator John Hovind last Friday had a roundtable discussion with North Dakota ag producers, commodity groups, and also Farm Service Agency officials, including the Deputy Administrator of Farm Programs, Bill Beam. One of the North Dakota agriculture producers to speak was Rob Hansen with North Dakota Corn.
Like Brad said, we're over 3 million acres of PP in the state. I finally got mine all seeded and covered with cover crop. Hopefully that'll help out next year's crop, use up some moisture and that. Also, a big thanks for the hay and grazing push. I'm going to say this again. We need to find a permanent solution. That way we're on a level playing field with the rest of the nation. You know, I mean, Kansas, Nebraska, all those guys get to take advantage of that November 1st, where up in the northern region up here, we're at a pretty good disadvantage with it being way back in November 1st. We'd like a push for a permanent move on that one. Also, a big thing for corn, soybeans, row crops is trade. We'd like to keep that in the forefront. The only way we're going to make ag better for the long run is to lower the grain stocks. Also, ethanol. You know, the next round here, I'm not sure if it would come out of CCC, but we'd like ethanol to absolutely needs to be included in COVID relief. That's a besides the cattle industry, livestock, ethanol is right up there with the usage of corn, especially. Just some numbers that come out of national corn. I'm sure you've seen them before, but for 2020, we're looking at a decline of at least $89 per acre in revenue. And I would say in North Dakota, we're probably higher than that, quite a bit higher than that per acre. Yes, thank you for the wetlands. I know we had Drew Courtney up there for the wetlands up in Devil's Lake. You and Kramer and the lady from U.S. Fish and Wildlife, hopefully we get some movement on that. It's kind of sad that it's a burden of proof is definitely put on producers on that one. There's some pretty questionable maps that common sense would say that could be cleaned up a lot easier. And also one other kicker, I guess, kind of personally, is the roads. FEMA funding is, I was told by my local county here, which is Griggs County, that FEMA excluded, you know, because Griggs County, Barnes County, our area was declared a disaster because of the snowstorm last October. That's kind of what got this all rolling. Well, our local road managers and that were told that that event was excluded from getting help fixing these roads. I mean, we have a lot of roads that are still underwater. I don't know how to go with that one, but I don't know who to, I guess I could talk with probably some of your staff on that one, how to go about that one to try and get some clarification on what they need to do to get a little bit of funding to fix these roads. I mean, they're still horrible to try and get the crop off the field and just to go down the main. County roads are decent. Township roads are not. They're ugly.
Corn and soybean condition numbers continue to decline nationwide. Stephanie Ho from the USDA has more.
There was a fairly sharp decline in corn and soybean condition across the country.
Part of that is the derecho in Iowa and portions of neighboring states. Part of that are pockets of drought that are affecting not only Iowa, but a few other areas in the Corn Belt, including the eastern production areas.
That was USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
As of the 23rd of August, only 64% of the crop now rated good to excellent. That is down significantly from last week's 69% and the pre-derecho number on August 9th of 71% good to excellent.
12% of U.S. corn is rated very poor to poor. Meanwhile, with soybeans,
now 69% of the U.S. soybeans rated good to excellent, and that represents a 5-point decline over the last 2 weeks.
That's Today in Agriculture.